You are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for TMC, and no one can worship you for TMC. Here's our worship, all of our worship. Receive our worship, all of our worship. Here is our worship, all of our worship. Receive our worship, all of our worship. And we will not be silent. We will always worship you. As long as we are breathing, we will always worship you. And as long as we are silent, we will always worship you. As long as we are breathing, we will always worship you. Here's our worship, all of our worship. Receive our worship, all of our worship. Here is our worship, all of our worship. No matter what, God, here is our worship. We give it to you, all of our worship. Receive it, marvelous God. Our worship. Receive our worship. Lord, we will not be silent. We will always worship you. As long as we are breathing, we will always worship you. Every day we will, and we will not be silent. We will always worship you. as long as we are breathing, we will always worship you. Here's our worship, all of our worship. Receive our worship, all of our worship. Here is our worship, yes, Lord, all of our worship. We give it to you. Receive our worship. All of our worship, you, Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, a marvelous God. He is worthy, and this morning we give our worship to him. We worship him, hallelujah, no matter what we're going through. God, we give you our worship. We give you our praise, hallelujah, because you have done great things, and you are great, and you are marvelous, God, and we bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his whole. Won't you bless him with us this morning? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He's a marvelous God. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. We'll bless the Lord at all times. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you, Miss Tiffany, for that wonderful worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. And I am Minister Ruth, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, almost 12 years ago now, October 25th, 2010, our co-founder, Dr. Piccola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call. With the scripture reference, Psalms 88 and verse 13, "But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net, and all messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Ruth did earlier, and as Thomas, as Minister Tiffany, or as a host such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take on the second half of our call, we take your praise request and your prayer report. What brought us together was this phenomenal company, Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Live. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number, that's the number, it's a free number that you can use, a number that you can use where you don't get charged, that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that number is 716-293-9707. Today is Inspirational Monday. And our speaker for today on the call is none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and she is the host as well as the speaker. Now, our speaker for this morning on here, the Master's Call, really needs no introduction. However, her name is Prophet Kai. She is a mother, a mentor, and an electrical engineer. I will pray, and the next voice you will hear is Prophet Kai. Lord Jesus, fill our hearts with love, gratitude, and generosity. Make us a faithful and jealous servant for you. May we generally pour out our lives in a loving service for you and for others, just as you have generously poured yourself out in love for me and you, for us all, Father God. Thank you also, Lord, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Piccola Roberts that has given us this platform so we can express ourselves, dear Lord. Thank you for all the master's call as well, and everyone, dear Lord, as we go through this day. I ask all these mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen. Prophet Kai, are you there, please?
I am here, Minister Simone. Thank you so much for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I need to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, for their yes in starting the Master's Call. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our Lord and Savior, Big Brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the dynamic Trinity whom we serve. And, of course, without them, where would we be? Where would we be without the amazing Trinity to whom we give all praise, glory, and honor? We are in the midst of a series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. The assignment is forgiveness. And I tell you, God has truly, truly been in the midst of this series, and he has just moved me out of the way. And I ask him right now to continue to take Kai out of his way, because it's not about us. It's not about us. It's about him and truly walking out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan when it comes to forgiveness. So as we have been dealing with this series, we have been dealing with forgiveness in three parts: God forgiving man, man forgiving ourselves, and man forgiving each other. And so we've dealt with the first two parts, and we are in the midst of man forgiving each other. And we have been talking about Jesus being that perfect example of man forgiving each other, because we know that as Jesus was dying on the cross, his last words were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So even in the midst of having been bruised for our iniquities, beaten, carrying the cross through the streets of Jerusalem, being nailed and pierced at his side, he still ask the Father to forgive us. That is the ultimate demonstration of forgiveness. The ultimate demonstration of forgiveness is Jesus, while yet on the cross, asking the Father to forgive us in the midst of that. Asking the Father to forgive us in the midst of being on the cross. So Jesus is our ultimate example of forgiveness. But we are going to go on from there, and we look at Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said unto him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." And I know for you, for some of you who are like me, I said, okay, 490 times, I got to forgive him. Okay, no problem. So, no, Jesus wasn't giving us a finite number. For those of you who are quick-witted and you know, want to be funny, no, Jesus wasn't giving us a finite number. He was telling us that every time our brother comes to us and asks forgiveness, we need to forgive him. So what I'm saying to you, a person should always be willing to forgive every time forgiveness is requested. I'm going to say that again. A person should always be willing to forgive every time forgiveness is requested. That's what Jesus was teaching us in that lesson. That's what Jesus was saying to Peter in that lesson. He wasn't giving him a finite number, because back in those days, 70 times 7 wasn't a number that could easily be calculated. that was like infinity to them in that time. See, for us, 70 times 7 is a number we can quickly calculate. But in those days, that was like infinity for them. So it goes without saying that sometimes, in some occasions, people are coming to you and asking sincerely for forgiveness, and sometimes that person will commit that same offense against you at a later time. Even then, you are to forgive again when they come back. Because if you think about it, how many times have we committed that same sin against God and gone back for forgiveness? I'm going to sit there for a minute. How many times have we committed the same sin against God and had to go back and ask for forgiveness, and yet we still expect God to forgive us that same sin, but yet we are unwilling to forgive our brother who commits the same sin against us? Who are we not to forgive when we desire that forgiveness from God? So every time your brother comes back, every time your sister comes back, even if it's the same offense, we are instructed in Matthew 18:22 to forgive that sin, to forgive that offense. Now, that doesn't mean that we give that person the same place in our life. That doesn't mean there aren't consequences for those sins that we commit. But God is faithful and just to forgive us. That doesn't mean we had not already had the consequence for that sin. But he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cast that sin into the sea of forgetfulness at that point. So we've got to be real about where we are, who we are, and what we are doing, bearing with one another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must forgive. See, you can't hold that grudge. You can't keep that bitterness because it's hurting you more than it's hurting the other person. Mark 11:25, and whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. See, it's as much about having your trespasses forgiven as it is about you forgiving. See, we have got to get this thing right. We have got to make sure that we are walking out God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. See, but it's as much about us being forgiven as it is about forgiving. We want to be in right relationship with God. We want our trespasses forgiven. So we must forgive. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. It's a process. We've got to stop holding on to that bitterness. We've got to let these things go because we are poisoning ourselves, not the other person. That bitterness is not hurting them. that anger is not hurting them, that unforgiveness is not hurting them. It's only doing self-harm and damage. They've moved on. They are living their best life. We are hurting ourselves and holding up our own blessings by holding on to anger, discontentment, unforgiveness. We have got to move on with God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. And how do we do that if we are harboring unforgiveness? Jesus gave us the example. While on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And even then, they were casting lots to divide up his garments. Even in the midst of him asking God to forgive them, while he was bleeding to death on the cross, as he was dying for their sins, they were casting lots to divide up his stuff. But he forgave them even that, because he desired for them to be restored to right relationship with God in spite of what they were doing. But we don't want to forgive somebody for talking bad about us. But Jesus was forgiving somebody driving spikes into his feet, piercing his thigh. But we can't forgive being talked about, lied on. We can't forgive words. And I'm not saying those words weren't painful and it didn't hurt and it didn't cause us angst. I'm not saying that those deeds and those actions didn't hurt. Because they do. But nothing compared to the pain that Jesus endured so that we could be forgiven. Because the forgiveness of sins required blood to be shed. In the Old Testament, that was the blood of a sacrifice. But Jesus became that sacrifice for us. And he still asked God to forgive us. In the midst of being that sacrifice, his words were, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And yet when people come to us for forgiveness, we still want to be mad. We want to say no. We want to be indignant. We want to act like we have the righteous, you know, the righteous indignation of God because they hurt us. But what we're really doing is being selfish. Even if that person commits the same offense against us at a later time, Jesus tells us, in Matthew 18:22, we are to forgive them yet again. After all, isn't that what God does for us? How many lies have we told and had to repent again? All right, Lord, how many times have we committed fornication and had to go back to the Father and ask for forgiveness again? I don't know who that was for. Come on now, let's be real about it. How many times have we had to go back to Daddy God for the same sin and ask for forgiveness and repent? And yet we will not forgive our brothers and sisters in Christ. Who are we not to forgive? Who are we not to forgive? And so, if we are honest about it, we want God to forgive us. We don't want him to be resentful and bitter every time we come back to him. And he's not, because that's not the God we serve. So who are we to be resentful and bitter when people come to us for forgiveness? So we have to approach forgiveness the same way that God approaches forgiving us. We don't gossip about them. We don't talk about them. We don't have the right to harbor resentment or bitterness. We forgive and we move on. And how do we do that? We have to trust God to be able to do that. We have to be in the right place with God, ourselves, to be able to do that. So here are some questions I had to ask myself as I was walking out this series so that I could be right in a place to deal with my own issues of forgiveness. So I had to ask myself, have I confessed my sins and received God's forgiveness? And then I had to go through some things. Is there anyone whom I have sinned against and from whom I need to ask forgiveness? Is there anyone who has sinned against me and has asked me for forgiveness, but whom I have refused to forgive? Is there anyone whom I am holding a grudge against for past wrong? If I have any unresolved issues or any unforgiveness, am I going to trust God and go to that person and rectify that situation? Am I going to trust God? Am I going to trust God? Am I going to trust God and allow him to rectify that situation? Yeah, okay, I'm going to stay there for a minute. Hadn't planned on it. Am I going to trust God and allow him to rectify that situation? Or am I going to allow the enemy to have control and going to keep harboring resentment and bitterness and gossiping about that person and not process through the forgiveness that I'm required to process through? Or will I be willing to forgive the offender if they ask me to? So we're going to leave it right there. Okay, Lord, we're going to leave it right there. And later this week when I come back, we're going to pick it up right there. Minister Simone, I'm going to turn it back over to you as we'll leave it. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness.
Thank you. Count it all joy. The assignment is forgiveness. The forgiveness forgiveness of forgiving man as well as each other. Let us pray. Father God, please enlighten us with your strength, with love and strength, Lord. Inflame our hearts with love, inspire us with courage, enrich our lives with service, pardon what we have been done, Lord, sanctify what we are in order for us to be a source of strength in our be a source of strength, Father God. Also, Lord, fill back up Prophet Kai as she emptied out on us this morning. Thank you, Father God, as well for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Also, I pray, Father God, for our prayer request and our praise report, dear Lord. Whatever the cases are, Lord, if you know it all, Father God. Watch over us all this day as we take on this day, and if it's your will, the rest of the week, Father. I ask all these mercies in your Lord. In your name's sake, amen. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, and our speaker is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, speaker and host this morning. Thank you, Psalmist Tiffany, for those wonderful songs of praise this morning. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for speaking and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. And thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful, powerful message this morning. Could you please come back in and give us the benediction, please?
Thank you again, Minister Simone, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you just for being God all by yourself, for allowing us to come together yet again to just sit at your feet, Lord. Lord, we just want to continue to make sure that we are giving your name the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. Lord, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we want to give your name glory. We want to give your name honor. We want to glorify and magnify your name because you all by yourself are God. Lord, we give your name the glory. We magnify you, Father, for you are worthy of that and so much more. Be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we signify this by saying amen, amen, and amen. Our TMC family, we love you, and we ask that you continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.